Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasmia, Em, and Jasmine with your 10 AM Zlines. In local news, the Chinchilla Race Club Committee has elected an all-female board to take the reins of the region equestrian activities in the community. This is the first time in the town's strong racing tradition that women have had such a high representation. The committee's primary focus is to foster an encouraging atmosphere and to highlight the spirit of Queensland rural country events. Brisbane's new underground CBD train station has officially been named Albert Street Station when construction is finished by 2026, making it the first new station for the CBD in more than 120 years. The Queensland State Government asked the public to vote on a potential station name, with Mianjin, the First Nations name for the land Brisbane is settled on, garnering major support. It comes after Sydney renamed its Pitt Street Metro Station to Gadigal Station, the land Sydney is on First Nations name. However, amidst controversy on different spellings, opinions, and pronunciations of the First Nations title, Mianjin, the government stated, "Until time as this can be clarified, the government feels it would be inappropriate to take this idea forward." Recognizing this sensitivity, the station will be left as Albert Street for now.
In national news, new data reveals alpine dingoes are at risk of extinction following government decisions to extend the right to cull under 2028 under the Victorian Wildlife Act. This new government order, which used to protect dingoes, took effect yesterday, meaning dingoes can be killed by poisoning, shooting, and trapping across Victoria. Director of the Australian Dingo Foundation, Melinda Browning, said 468 out of the estimated 2,640 to 8,800 dingoes were killed by government controllers last year, sending the animals on an extinction trajectory. New South Wales police have plans to apply to the Supreme Court to prohibit planned Sydney pro-Palestinian protests on the 6th and 7th of October. The Palestine Action Group had informed police of the protests in advance. It submitted the required forms, but the police now cites safety concerns. The group said that the application was an attack on fundamental democratic rights. It's not yet known when a hearing will take place, but for now the protests are still occurring this upcoming Sunday and Monday, marking the one-year anniversary of the Hamas incursion into Israel.
In international news, new insights reveal Everest is growing taller and the mountain's elevation can be linked to the following Arun River beneath. Mount Everest has gained around 50 to 160 feet and continues to grow. Scientists say that the Arun River network flows beneath the Himalayas. It carves away material from Earth's crust, reducing force on the mantle and causing the crust to float upwards. Not only is Mount Everest continuing to grow, but its neighbouring peaks are too. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy, but sun is expected to shine later in the day. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.